Even if your child has mild to moderate autism, learning disabilities, attention difficulties, or other learning challenges, he can receive a classical Christian education. The Simply Classical curriculum was created by Issues Etc. guest Cheryl Swope, an author, educator with a master's degree in special education, and homeschooling mother of twins with special needs. The Simply Classical curriculum has become an answer to prayer for parents and schools. Visit ClassicalSpecialNeeds.com and save $5 with the coupon code LPR.
It is a multi-million dollar business for the Islamic State that is abducting Christians for ransom money. We'll be talking about it for the next few minutes of Issues Etc. on this Friday afternoon. Robert Spencer is our guest. He's director of Jihad Watch, author of several books on Islam, including his latest, The Complete Infidel's Guide to ISIS. Robert, welcome back.
Great to be here back, Todd. Thanks.
It's a big moneymaker. Is it a new tactic for ISIS or other Islamic terrorist groups?
No, actually. Al-Qaeda has been financing itself through kidnappings and ransoms for years. And we have to remember also that everything ISIS, or the Islamic State as they call themselves, does is based on Islam and the Quran. The Quran says in chapter 47, verse 4, when you meet the unbelievers, strike their necks, that is, behead them, until when you've inflicted slaughter upon them, then secure their bonds firmly and either confer favor afterwards or ransom. And so the ransom is one of the options that's given for captives of war in the Quran. And this is the something that Al-Qaeda has particularly exploited in financing its whole operations through ransoms from European governments.
Are they in particular targeting Christians for this tactic?
Yes, because the Christians in the Middle East, in Iraq in particular, and also in Syria, are generally wealthier than the Muslims. And, of course, they can't kidnap the Muslims. The Christians are right there. They have more money than other groups like the Yazidis. They're also more numerous. And so they're the obvious and prime target.
Do they discriminate between men, women, children?
Yes, men are more valuable. In Islamic law, it actually delineates that the value of the life of a Muslim man is worth this much more than that of a Muslim woman, and this much more than that of a Christian man, Christian woman, Jewish man, Jewish woman, Hindu, etc. There's a whole hierarchy of the value of life in Islamic law, and they proceed on that basis with the ransoms as well.
What kind of conditions do we believe the kidnapped and the ransomed here face during their time of being held by ISIS?
They're not likely to be very heavily tortured because they're not trying to get any information out of them. These are people that they generally just hold in conditions of extreme tedium because they're hoping to get money for them and not give them back in terrible condition or dead. Although this varies, of course, depending on who's in command.
Other than this, Robert, I mean, what other major sources of income do organizations like ISIS have?
ISIS is the wealthiest terror organization in the world, and they have millions of dollars coming in every day from the oil revenues that they've gotten from the oil wealth that they've seized in Iraq. Unfortunately, the U.S. government has not been successful in trying to persuade the neighboring states to not buy this cheap black market oil, and so they're giving ISIS hundreds of millions of dollars.
The picture here might be of just snatching someone off the street, but I'm thinking about entire schoolhouses of children, young girls being held by various groups, including...
Well, the girls are not being held to be ransomed. The girls are being held to be sex slaves, in accord with the Quran's directives about the captives of the right hand. The girls are being held to be used by the ISIS fighters. But adult men, adult women, they would be held for ransom.
So this has kind of the effect of killing two birds with one stone, really. It makes them money. It provides them with their... with kind of easy vents for their sexual prowess. And then it also makes them faithful adherents to the Quran, doesn't it?
Yes. Everything they do is designed to show Muslims around the world that they are the authentic exponent of Islam.
Robert Spencer is director of Jihad Watch. He's author of several books on Islam, including his latest, The Complete Infidel's Guide to ISIS. You can purchase this book at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Robert, thank you very much for being our guest.
Always a pleasure, Todd. Thank you.
When we come back, it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got four soundbites lined up for you to listen to. All you got to do is be patient, listen to the four soundbites. They'll go 1, 2, 3, 4. Then give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Come and experience firsthand by sitting down in classes and actually hearing professors, coming to chapel, which is always the high point of the day, to hear the Word of God and to lift our voices in song.
Issues Etc. regular guest Dr. Paul Grimm on why you should consider visiting Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Spend time talking to professors. I mean, there's not a professor here who will not be willing to take time, whether it's after chapel during the coffee hour or just to come into one's study and sit down and talk for a while, to answer questions, to help them to get a sense of, A, do they want to be a pastor or a deaconess? And then B, is this the right place? And, well, maybe C would be the question, is now the right time for them to make that decision?
If you've contemplated the vocation of pastor or deaconess, contact Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, 1-800-481-2155, 800-481-2155, or send an email to admission@ctsfw.edu.
Many Lutheran pastors outside of the U.S. receive little or no seminary education. Luther Academy provides theological triage through conferences, books, and journals. Help support Luther Academy by making a tax-deductible donation at lutheracademy.com or call 260-452-2211. Serving Lutheran pastors to the ends of the earth. Luther Academy, 260-452-2211 or lutheracademy.com.
Talk radio for the Christian worldview. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Holy Trinity Lutheran, Garfield, New Jersey. Grace Lutheran, Naples, Florida. St. John's Lutheran, Chicago, Illinois. St. Paul Lutheran, Unionville, Michigan. Mount Calvary Lutheran, Beverly Hills, California. Epiphany Lutheran, Door, Michigan. The Good Shepherd Lutheran, Inglewood, California. St. John's Lutheran, Sayville, New York. Apostles Lutheran, Melrose Park, Illinois. Christ Our Savior Lutheran, Elizabeth, Colorado. Grace Lutheran, Strasburg, Illinois. And Bethel Lutheran, Thunder Bay, Ontario, Canada. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal, the Issues Etc. 300.